We are on the record.
Good afternoon. We are on the record. My name is Marisha Childs. Today's date is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. The time is 1:31 p.m. We are here on a TOA appeal hearing matter, cause number 1250096. This is a TOA appeal hearing that was filed by appellant Susan Hoag. We're on Zoom. I see a square, says Susan, who is waving. Can you hear me, Susan?
I can.
Okay. I can. Yes. If you can, please identify yourself for the record, state and spell first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Sure. Susan H. Hoag, S-U-S-A-N-H, H-O-G-U-E, pronouns are her and hers, she.
Thank you. Okay, so this was a vehicle towed by the police. And if you'll notice, the Portland police are not present on this call. They often don't show up for these hearings. But I have looked, I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. And when I scroll through this case, I see that the notice of hearing was sent to the parties on, let me just double check the date. The notice of hearing was sent May 27th, 2025. And that notice was sent both to the appellant as well as to the police bureau at publicrecords-ppb@police.portlandoregon.gov. That email was not bounced back as if it was undeliverable. They are not here. I'm going to make a finding that the city has received proper notice of this hearing and is waiving the right to be present for the hearing. If a party fails to appear for the hearing, nobody automatically wins or automatically loses just by virtue of not being here. The hearing simply moves forward in their absence, and any evidence that that party has uploaded into the system is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. So I'm going to, again, make a finding that the city has received proper notice and the documents that they have uploaded, document, not plural, it's singular, will be read into the evidence when we get to that portion of the hearing. This hearing is being audio recorded, although we're on Zoom and I can see faces and squares. It's only the audio that's being recorded, not the video. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural and notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. I've scrolled through this case and I see that this, because this was a tow by law enforcement, there is not a parking citation. Those are usually issued by PBOT, so I will not get into any details about what to do if you have received a parking citation. Ms. Hoag, did you receive the statement of rights in this case?
You know, at this point, I need to turn this over because I wasn't present at the tow.
Sure.
My friend was present at the tow, and I gave her a notarized letter saying that she should now stand in for me in all matters regarding this case.
Okay. Thank you for that. Is she there with you?
She is. She's right here.
Hi again.
Hi. Can you please identify yourself for the record, please?
Yeah, my name is Desiree Marie, D-E-S-I-R-E-E-M-A-R-Y-E-A, and she and her.
Okay, and let's see, so you were driving the vehicle,
right.
And I do recall, because I did the hearing initially, so I do recall this. Thank you for resubmitting those materials. Did you receive the statement of rights?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about what you read?
I do not.
Okay. Now, when I scroll through this case, I see that there have been, let me see how many documents have been uploaded into this case. So 7 documents have been uploaded into this case. These are documents that have been uploaded by both parties, as well as the hearings office clerk, in support. Either the parties upload documents in support of their position. Obviously, you upload documents to show that the TOE is invalid. City uploads documents to show that they believe the TOE is valid, and the hearings office clerks moves things around just so we know where this case is in the process. There are 7 exhibits that have been uploaded. These exhibits are not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record. Is there any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 7 into the record at this time?
Ma'am.
Okay. In that case, I'll admit exhibits 1 through 7. And next, I'll get you sworn in, and then we can get some testimony and get this party started. Can you please raise your right hand? Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do.
I do.
Okay. You can put your hand down. Okay. So, Ms. Marier, I do recall, but I will still have you go through again and tell me, because it's a new cause number, tell me how we came to be, tell me why you believe this TOE is invalid, and I know I have a couple of questions for you, but just go ahead and tell me why you believe this TOE is invalid.
Because I was parked in a legal parking spot, I wasn't even driving the vehicle, and because it was so long ago now, those 2 reasons primarily, because I wasn't driving the vehicle, and he told it to drive while suspended, and because I was parked in a legal parking spot in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what was that?
There was no reason for him to tow my vehicle.
Got it. So, I recall the last time that that we had a hearing on this. I wasn't sure if you had any court proceedings in the circuit court on this.
I'm appealing that also. I got a driving while suspended ticket. That's not until July 27th.
Okay. All right. So one of the things that I did read when I read this the first time, and I still have a question about it. One of the things that you had mentioned was that somebody else had been driving. Y'all stopped at an H&R Block, and you were parked in the parking lot. The person that was driving had gotten out of the car. Where did they go? Did they go to the H&R Block?
No, they left. They went to the street. They had an appointment or something. I can't really remember what it was about. I go to the methadone clinic right there. So
I guess what I'm kind of curious about is, I understand you're telling me that this other person was driving.
Correct.
And that person gets out of the car. You all stop at the H&R in the parking lot of an H&R Block. This other person that's driving gets out and then walks away.
Yeah, I said goodbye and he left and I got in the driver's seat.
So you were going to drive though.
I was sitting in the driver's seat. I haven't drove anywhere. The car was off.
Sure. I understand that the car was off. But that person left. They weren't like, they didn't go into the business and then come out.
No, we'd been there for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So I understand that you were not driving and you challenged the validity of the TOE because you believe that you were not, you say you were not driving. You had just, the other person that was in the car that had been driving, they were driving, they got out of the car and then you moved into the driver's seat.
We're just sitting there. And we're just sitting there.
Right. I get that. I get that you were just sitting there, but your intention was to drive. Is that incorrect?
I just he left and I don't know what was going to happen. Like he was going to call me and we're going to go from there, but I was sitting in the driver's seat.
Not driving.
Correct.
But your license was suspended.
Correct. And the officer says in the video, if he was recording, of course, the video camera's on, he says that I switched places with the driver. He was aware that I had been driving.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. The officer passed us on the road driving.
Right.
on Division. We turned in Division on just 164th, I think it is. 164th, I believe, is that street where H&R Block is. And when you pull on the 164th, the driveway to H&R Block is like immediately after you turn on that street. And so we turn on the 164th after traffic lets us go by, or goes by. We turn on 164th, and then we make an immediate turn on the H&R Block parking lot, and then we park. And so then now we're facing Division Street. And the police must thought that we had continued to go down 164th and followed these other cars, apparently. This is what he told me. And then he came, and then, like, after my friend got out of the car, I went to the driver's seat, and then he was behind me, and then he was at my window.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am looking at Exhibit 4. Exhibit 4 is the police report that was uploaded, and the police report was authored by Officer Landon Goldberg. And it states, quote, while working patrol near Southeast 166th Place and Southeast Division Street, Officer B. Brunel and I noticed a black Honda Fit, Oregon 714KAS, occupied by a male and a female. The vehicle drove past us and onto Southeast Division Street westbound. We attempted to get behind the vehicle as it turned southbound on Southeast 164th. We were blocked by traffic and unable to tell the Fit had pulled into a parking lot at 16408 Southeast Division. We noticed a vehicle that looked similar to the Fit about five blocks away from us and believed it was trying to elude our stop. We caught up to it and realized it wasn't the correct vehicle. As we returned to the vehicle, we found the Fit in the parking lot. We pulled in behind it, and Desiree Short Marier was in the driver's seat. I ran her information and found she was suspended. I cited Marier for driving while suspended and expired tags. I provided her with a copy of her citation and a seizure form. Officer B. Brunel inventoried the vehicle and found nothing of value inside. I have no further information at this time. This report is a summary of the events. The events were recorded on body worn camera. Any statements, unless otherwise specified, are based on memory, end quote. Okay. And the vehicle is out of storage. I saw that Ms. Hogue had already paid to get the vehicle out of storage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for coming back for this hearing. I appreciate that. So what happens next is the same thing that will happen last time we had a hearing. I'm going to look at the evidence. I'm going to continue to look at the evidence, and then I'll write an order, and that order will be sent to Ms. Hogue, that will probably like in the next couple days or so. Do you have any questions for me?
No, so we're going through this again because we didn't go through the paperwork part of it correctly last time. Is that what happened?
That is absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. It was only about the vehicle owner, and I realized that you had said to me when we initially had the hearing that you were not the owner, that Susan had given you permission to, she let you use the vehicle, and she had filled out something that said, like, Desiree can appear for me. But because you had filled out the form rather than Susan filling out the form, and Susan was the vehicle owner, that's why I wanted to kind of clean that up. So that was removed. My concern was if the tow is invalid and Susan paid to get the vehicle out of storage, if you get the order and it says Desiree Marier, you won't be reimbursed. You know what I mean? So there were some concerns about like who would be reimbursed. And on one hand, I'm not even sure that I need to be terribly concerned with who gets reimbursed. But there was a concern about like how will the vehicle come out of storage if Susan is the vehicle owner, not Desiree? Does it matter? Yes, no. So I just wanted to make sure that that was all resolved and cleared up. That's why I had issued the order that I did, asking that Susan resubmit a request and that I would have another hearing with her as the vehicle owner, and then you would be the authorized representative. That was the goal of the first one, but it wasn't done in the way that I think it should have been. So I just wanted to get that all cleaned up. So I appreciate you both, your willingness to reparticipate. I realize it's for your benefit, right? But you could have easily said like, ah, screw it, I don't care. So I really appreciate you returning for this hearing. What happens next is I will, as I said, I will continue to look at this evidence and look at what the code says, and I will write an order probably very similar to the one I wrote the first time, and that will be sent to you the same way you received notice of this hearing via email, okay? So keep your eyes peeled for your email, and
made a decision?
What's that?
Since right now, have you not made a decision, or...
Well, you know, I haven't made a decision. I mean, I've thought about this, and I just want to continue thinking about it. I had previously, I'm not 100% certain. I'm not 100% certain. So I just want to think about it, and I want to look at it, and I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision. So, that's all. But that will be sent to you as soon as I write the order, which my plan is to write it today. So soon you will get notice of the, my decision. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you both. We're going to conclude this hearing and go off the record. Thank you, Ms. Hoag.